Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Highway tolls for truck drivers in Connecticut won't be happening anytime soon. Governor Lamont said today he's pulling the plug on the plan because the legislature won't vote on it.
Christopher Keating is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Hartford Courant. So, Christopher, what is at the heart of this battle between the governor and the legislature?
Well, the bottom line is they didn't have the votes. They didn't have the votes in the House and the Senate. Lamont is a Democrat, and he could not pull along his fellow Democratic colleagues. It's been a very, very controversial issue in Connecticut for the past year, and they have not been able to pull it off.
Democrats have the majority there in Hartford, so what's the problem? Why can't Lamont and Democratic leaders get them all together?
That is correct. The Democrats, some of the conservative Democrats have pulled off. People are afraid of the election coming up in November. Some of them say it's politically volatile. Some of the polls say that people in Connecticut do not want tolls. And in swing districts, many of the legislators, particularly the moderate Democrats, are very concerned that they could lose an election over this.
So Governor Lamont says he'll instead use states borrowing to fund transportation projects. How exactly would that work?
Well, in the short term, they would basically sell bonds, hundreds of millions of dollars, and use that money to make transportation improvements. That's basically how they do it right now. Right now, Connecticut does not have tolls, as you know, and instead they sell bonds and they fix the roads and bridges and do it that way.
Overall, Lamont's infrastructure plan is what, $19, $20 billion, something like that?
$19.1 billion over 10 years, and he says it will remain at that level even without the tolls. They will basically substitute bonding for the money that they would have gotten from the tolls. I might add that the tolls was only going to be for trucks only, tractor-trailer trucks only, on 12 bridges in Connecticut. So there would have been 12 toll gantries, basically from Greenwich to Groton, but only 12 and only on trucks.
All right. Thank you, Christopher. Christopher Keating, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Hartford Courant. For now, at least, truck tolls off the table in Connecticut.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.